This is the Sakar Merli of the 30th of March 2024. Essence. Sweet children, the Father is the one who gives you the donation of life. He gives you such knowledge that you receive the donation of life. Remember with love such a Father who gives you the donation of life. Question. On what basis do all your treasure stores remain full for 21 births? Answer. This knowledge that you children receive at the confluence age is your source of income. On the basis of this study, all your treasure stores become full. Through this study, you receive happiness for 21 births, and there will be nothing that you desire to attain. Baba gives you souls such a donation of knowledge that you become great from nothing. Om Shanti. God speaks. You Saligrams understand that Shiv Baba comes to teach you. You children know that he alone knows the beginning, middle and end of the world. You children don't find anything new now. You have now understood everything. Human beings have forgotten everything. Instead of the one who taught them, they have inserted the name of the one who claimed number one in the study. While studying, you have to prove this aspect. This is a matter of the scriptures of Bharat alone, not the scriptures of other religions. A mistake has been made in the scriptures of Bharat. No one apart from you can prove these things. You children know that this is the eternally predestined drama and that it will repeat again. You are making effort to reform human beings. When human beings are reformed, the world itself becomes reformed. The Golden Age is the new reformed world, whereas the Iron Age is the old, unreformed world. You children understand this very well, and you also imbibe it, and become able to explain it to others. This has to be very refined. Baba explains it to you by refining it so much. He reforms you. The Father says, when you have reformed yourselves, there is no need for me to reform you. You had become un-Aryas, unreformed, and you now have to become Aryas, reformed, that is, deities. That will only be in the Golden Age. All of them were reformed, and so unreformed ones now worship them. It doesn't enter anyone's intellect why they call them the reformed ones, since all are human beings. Those who were reformed Aryas have now become unreformed ones. There are Aryas and un-Aryas. However, Arya Samji, a particular society, is a sect or a cult. All of this can be understood very clearly from the picture of the tree. This is the human world tree and its duration is 5,000 years. It is called the Kalpa tree. However, the tree doesn't enter people's intellects when you speak of the Kalpa tree. This has been explained to you in the form of a tree. Those people say that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. The Father says that it is 5,000 years. Some say the duration of a certain time period, and others say it is of another length. No one can explain it clearly. They debate the scriptures so much amongst themselves. This is your chit-chat. you also have seminars. That is called chit-chat. You have question and answer sessions in order to understand clearly. You extract a topic from whatever Baba tells you and then relate that to others. You can also go and listen to what other people say and then come back and tell the people here about how they debate amongst themselves. First of all, you have to explain who the God of the Gita is. By forgetting God the Father, their accounts have gone into total loss. You children have love for the Father. You remember Baba. Baba alone is the one who gives you the donation of life. He gives you such a donation of knowledge that you become great from nothing. So you should have love for the Father. Baba is telling us such new things. We remember Sri Krishna so much, and yet he doesn't give us anything. People also remember Sri Narayan. Did anything happen by remembering him? We still remained poverty-stricken. The deities were so solvent. Everything has now become artificial. Things that didn't have any value have now become valuable. There is no question of grain, etc., costing anything. They all have their own property. There is nothing unattained that they would want to attain. Baba says, I make your treasure stores full. I give you such knowledge that your treasure stores become full. It is in your intellects that this knowledge is your source of income. Knowledge is everything. You become so elevated through this study. There is the treasure store of the study. There, those teachers teach you, and you receive temporary happiness from that. Through this study, you receive happiness for 21 births. You children should have a lot of happiness. It takes time to understand this. No one can understand it quickly. Only a handful out of multi-millions emerge. For half the cycle, all human beings have continued to make one another fall. Only the one Father makes you climb up. Instead of using the name of the one who teaches you this unlimited study, they have inserted the name of the one who is studying. The world doesn't know these things. They say God speaks. He taught us and then departed. There is no scripture that remains of him. In the Golden Age there are no scriptures. All of those scriptures are of the path of devotion. The tree is so large. If these innumerable branches of the tree were not to exist, there would be no trace of the tree left. All of these matters have to be imbibed. You imbibe these things. The one who teaches you and then disappears. Those who study then go and become the masters of the world. These are such new things. Not a single thing sits in anyone's intellect. All of you students are number-wise. Some pass and others fail. This is an important unlimited examination. You know that if you study well now, you will then study very well every cycle. Only those who study well claim our high status. Everyone will go back number-wise. The whole class is transferred. They go and sit there number-wise. You souls have this knowledge. Good and bad sanskars are in each soul. The body is just clay. A soul cannot be immune to the effect of action. You understand who is 100% Satapratthana and who is 100% Tamapratthana. First of all, you have to uplift the poor. They would come first. When the very good special disciples of the gurus come, their intellects will open. They will say that their own leaves are now leaving them. Those who belong here will emerge again. The father comes and begins to grow the new tree. Those who have been converted to other religions will all come back. They will still come back to their own Bharat. They were the residents of Bharat. Those who belong to our branch will all come back. As you progress further, you will continue to understand everything. Now everyone continues to be shocked by the people abroad. Wherever there are people from abroad, others continue to chase them away. People think they have become very wealthy and the people here have become poor. At the end, everyone has to go back to their own religion. Eventually, everyone will run to their home. When a person dies abroad, he is brought back to Bharat, because Bharat was a first-class pure land. There was the new world in Bharat itself. At this time, this world cannot be called a viceless world. This is a vicious world. This is why people call out, O purifier, come, come and make us pure. Although it is the same world, there isn't a single pure being at this time. Pure souls exist in the incorporeal world. That is the great element of Brahma. All souls will become pure and go back there. Then they will come down to play their parts, number-wise. This is the foundation of the original eternal deity religion. Then the three tubes emerge. This is the deity religion. This is not a tube. First, there is this foundation, and then the three tubes emerge. The four religions are the main ones. The best religion is the Brahmin religion. It is praised a lot. You become like diamonds here. The father is teaching you here. And so you are so great. You Brahmins are even more knowledgeful than the deities. It is a wonder. The knowledge that we receive will go with us. Then we will forget this knowledge there. You know what you used to study before and what you are studying now. What are those who study for the ICS studying and what do they study later? There is a difference. As you progress further, you will hear many new points. Baba will not tell you now. The part is for you to listen later. It is in your intellects that you will have imbibed Baba's knowledge by the time the part of knowledge is to end. Then our parts will begin in heaven. His, that is Shiv Baba's part, will end. Your intellects need to imbibe this very well. Continue to churn this. Continue to remember the Father. If you don't have remembrance, you will claim a low status. By remembering the Father, the consciousness of your bodies will end. Sannyasis also praise this stage and leave their bodies in this stage. However, their path is separate. This is why they have to take birth again. His followers believe that he merged into the Brahm element and that he cannot come back here. The father explains, no one can go back home yet. At the end, when all the actors come onto the stage, everyone will then go back home. These are limited perishable plays, whereas this is the unlimited imperishable play. You can explain it very well. This drama continues to move like a louse. Those people create small dramas. They make false films. They have some good things in them. For example, they show the incarnation of Vishnu. It isn't that someone comes down from up above. Lakshmi and Narayan come here to play their parts, but no one incarnates from up above. The father is now teaching you children. Only then can you understand these things. Previously, you too had degraded intellects. When the father explained these things to you, your foreheads opened. Whatever you had listened to for so long was of no use. Instead, you continued to fall even more. This is why you make everyone write it down. Only when they give it to you in writing can you understand that something has sat in their intellect. When people come from outside, you ask them to fill in a form, and you can then tell whether they belong to your clan or not. The main thing is to know the father. They should understand that the father truly teaches them every cycle. You have to ask them for how long have they been pure. They don't reform that quickly. Maya repeatedly catches hold of them. When she sees someone is weak, and she then swallows that one whole. Maya even swallowed some Maharatis. The examples in the scriptures are from this time. In the temples they have shown Maharatis, the elephant riders, the horse riders and the infantry, etc. You can now see your own memorials. When you have become those, devotion will end. You cannot bow down to anyone. You can ask them, where did they go? Tell me their biography. Baba has made you children knowledgeful. This is why you can ask them these questions. And so you should have that intoxication. Only 8 pass with honours. This is a very important examination. Each of you has to check yourself. Have I, this soul, become pure? The battery will only become charged when you have yoga. If you have yoga with the father, you will become Satapratthan. Tamapratthan souls cannot go back home. This too is in the drama. There is nothing there that causes sorrow. Even the cows there are very beautiful. They show such beautiful cows with Sri Krishna. The furniture of eminent people is also beautiful. The cows give a lot of milk. This is why there are rivers of milk flowing. They are not flowing here. You have now become knowledgeful. You consider this world to be degraded. All the rubbish of this world is to be sacrificed. When all the rubbish has been removed, everyone will then become clean and pure. we are going to our kingdom. It is called heaven. As soon as you hear this name, you experience happiness. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to reform this unreformed old world, reform yourself. Refine your intellect with remembrance of the Father. 2. Have a heart-to-heart conversation amongst yourselves. Don't have any debates. Donate knowledge and fill everyone's treasure store with it. Blessing. May you have a broad, unlimited intellect, and by remaining seated on your seat of self-respect, make all your powers work as per your orders. With your broad and unlimited intellect, use your servers in the form of all your powers, in the task at the right time. Remain intoxicated with the titles you have directly received from God. Remain seated on your seat of self-respect, and you will experience all of your powers to be ever ready to serve. They will be waiting for your orders. So use your blessings and inheritance. Be a master, be yogyukt, and have your servers serve in a yukti-yuk way, and you will remain constantly happy. You will not repeatedly have to put in a request for anything. Slogan: before carrying out any task, especially make this awareness emerge. Success is the birthright of myself, an elevated Brahmin soul. Om Shanti.